Mishnah Zayin, one of the very severe forms of tumah which there are in the Torah is a zov. A zov is a man who experienced certain substances exiting his body, and if that occurs at least twice within 2 days, then he becomes tomei as a zov, and it's a very high degree of tumah. In order for him to become tohar again, for example, he has to wait 7 days of not having any substances exiting his body, after which he needs to dip himself in a natural spring of water, not just a regular mikveh, but a natural spring of water in order to purify himself. Now the Torah says that if this happens 3 times, if substances exit his body 3 times within 3 days, then as well as him becoming very tomei, he also needs to bring a korban once he has purified himself. So ein bein zov haresh tei ri'ayis, there's no difference between a zov who sees 2 sightings, meaning substances exit his body twice, l'ri'ayis sholeish, to somebody who sees this 3 times, el a korban, except for bringing the korban once he is purified. And the korban is 2 birds. Alright, continues the Mishnah with a discussion of a metzera, somebody who has tzara'as, particular spots on his body, which the Torah says, depending on its appearance, could be a sign that this is a punishment for a particular thing. And if so, then this metzera is tomei, he needs to leave the city for 7 days, and there are many other laws which apply. And the truth is, the way that one becomes a metzera is that he goes to a kohen, and he shows his spot, which could be tzara'as to him, and either the kohen would tell him he's tomei, in which case immediately he would become a metzera, or he would tell him that he needs to wait a week, in which case this metzera muskar is what is known as, which means a metzera who is closed up because he is closed up in a room in a building outside of the city for a week, and then he comes back to the kohen after that week, and the metzera looks at it again, and at this point he might say tomei, or he might say it's okay. The point is, the Mishnah tells us that in bein metzera muskar and metzera mukhlat, there's no difference between a metzera who is locked up in this room for that week where he's not sure whether it's tzara'as, and a metzera mukhlat who is a definite metzera. There's no difference between them, meaning they are both tomei, and they both need to be outside of the city. Ella, except priya ufrima, letting his hair grow. Only a definite metzera is forbidden to cut his hair. And oprima, only a definite metzera needs to tear his clothes. But a metzera muskar, who is only in that sort of limbo stage, does not need to do those 2 things. However, he is tomei and he cannot be within the city. The Mishnah continues, ein bein tohar mitoichesker letohar mitoichechlet. There's no difference between one who becomes tohar after the week of being locked up to a metzera who becomes tohar after being a definite metzera. Both of them need to dip themselves in a mikveh and their clothes in a mikveh in order to purify themselves and their clothes. However, there is a difference in that elo tiglachas v'tziporim, a definite metzera has to shave all of his hair off, and he has to carry out the procedure involving birds, tziporim birds. The Torah says that he needs to bring 2 birds, slaughter one of them, set one free, and that is only a requirement for the definite metzera. The truth is that there's another big difference, and that is that the definite metzera has to bring other korbanos as well to the Beis HaMikdash, whereas a metzera muskar does not. But again, like most of these mishnayos, there are other exceptions which are not listed in the Mishnah itself.